Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast, season 3. This season is going to be dedicated to those of us that are on our journey of healing and transformation. The focus of this season is going to be to identify and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationship dynamics. We're going to talk a lot about the spiritual tools that we'll need to become acquainted with to help us to stand, to operate in, and to flourish as our authentic self. Things like shadow work, energy healing, which will help us to shed the guilt, the shame that we've been carrying, and also to do some much needed subconscious reprogramming. Now, as always, the episodes are going to air weekly, and the purpose of them is to support you as you embrace and become acquainted with your enlightened and untethered higher self. So I want you to grab your water, your juice, your wine, or your tea or your coffee, and let's toast to each other and our growth, our elevation, and abundance. Hello, and welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. So for episode 83, I want to do disconnection confirmed. And I know that you've kind of seen a pattern that we've been talking about connection this whole month. And on this episode, I want to do more of a little bit of encouragement, like I do sometimes. And I know that might seem strange, right? Disconnection confirmed. How can that be encouraging? Well, this is how. When I'm speaking on disconnection confirmed, I am letting you know that it is okay to sever the ties that you need to sever in order for you to grow and be great. So what does that mean? That means that, as we've spoken about before, and as we find, as we're on this journey, as we're setting our boundaries and we're deciding that, you know what, regardless of what everybody or anybody else thinks, I am going to do what I need to do for my own mental health, for my own peace, for my own safety, on my own solidarity with or in who it is for me. So when I decide that this is my self-care routine and I'm not deviating it for anybody and for anything, unless something's on fire or somebody's on fire or it's a major catastrophe that I have a direct hand in providing a solution for, but I'm sticking with my self-care routine. If speaking to certain people or having certain people around me and in my circle and in my life is not good for me, then hell yeah, the connection being disconnected has been confirmed. It's done and over with. And think about it from the standpoint of, say you have a streaming service or you have a subscription and you realize, you know what, this is a waste of time and money. I don't use it. I don't need it. So yeah, I'm just, again, wasting time and money. It's the same thing when it comes to these connections that no longer serve us, or these habits that no longer serve us. Or we realize that, okay, these conversations that I'm having with myself, we're talking about self-talk here, they're not benefiting me. So this connection to the negative, this connection to downplaying myself, this connection to dimming my light, this connection to this mask or persona that I'm wearing needs to be disconnected. So, disconnection confirmed is, you know, once you, again, going back to those streaming services and things, when you disconnect them or you cancel that subscription, you get that confirmation email that your subscription has been canceled, or, you know, your whatever it is, it's been canceled. That's your confirmation. So that's why I'm calling this disconnection confirmed. Because once we have decided that, yes, you know what? I am my greatest asset, my happiness, my peace of mind, my loving the skin that I am in is more important than all of these other things that I keep trying to do, that I'm wasting my energy on, that I'm wasting my time and effort on. Let's disconnect that shit. Let's sever that and not feel guilty. Send that confirmation email or that confirmation text. Hey, guess what? You know what? Thanks for playing. It was nice. This is done and over with. That is your disconnection confirmation. And even when it comes to you realizing that I'm not treating me right, I'm not doing what is best for me, and I need to work on changing some things for my betterment, then yes, send that confirmation of the disconnection with all of that old shit, negative shit, the stale energy. As you get into attuning yourself to the beauty of life, as you are attuning yourself to constantly have a mindset of being grateful, as you're attuning your body to flowing in what your intuition says it needs, you can confirm the disconnection to everything else, because this is our time to shine. This is our time to try new shit, even if it's scary. It's time to disconnect from the holding on to old shit. It's time to disconnect from being afraid and letting fear win. It's time to disconnect from thinking that you won't deserve the motherfucking. These are the disconnection confirmations that I'm encouraging you to start sending out. And no, you don't have to do it physically. You can do it, you know, metaphorically, or you can do it in your mind. This can be part of your mantra, part of your meditation, part of the affirmations that you say to yourself to keep that, you know, mindset and keep reminding yourself, okay, yeah, I don't need that. And that's okay. This is not good for me. And I don't want that. And that is okay. This is no longer who I am. And I'm okay with that. That is what disconnection confirmation is all about. Okay. It's about, hey, giving you the okay to you flip that damn switch. Nope, it's done. We're done. It's switched off. No longer. No power, no energy, no nothing. We're cutting off the source of all of the bullshit that has led us to need the healing that we are working towards. Yeah. So again, I encourage you, because sometimes we need something. We need an exercise. Sometimes we need a task that, you know, helps us to keep up the forward moving momentum when we're changing things and we're realizing things, when we're cutting off old parts of ourselves, old habits. And when I say cutting them off, like say, for example, you know, and I know that this is a thing that I hear people say all the time, like as we mature, you know, yeah, our past, maybe we had a whole phase and now we sometimes deal with people that want to bring that up and throw that in our face. Well, yeah, hey, guess what? That's no longer a part of who I am. So I'm disconnecting my connection to that version of me. Because yes, there may have been a reason that I went through that, but I've dealt with it in my shadow work. I've dealt with that in my assessing why I've had various attachments and various trauma bonds and various things and habits and ended up in situations and circumstances. And now that, I've dealt with that, now that I've transmuted those old actions and those old thought patterns and those old behaviors into things that now serve the greater version of me, I no longer have to sit and fester in that. I no longer have to constantly go back and mull all of that over. I don't have to do that. I've acknowledged it. I've accepted it. I've worked on that part. I've healed that part of me. And now I've turned it into something better for me. So that old version can be disconnected. Think of it as an upgrade. I've upgraded me. So I don't have to be tied to that old service anymore, to that old thing that no longer holds value into where I'm going. So that is the purpose, and that is the thought process that I have when I came up with disconnection confirmation. Send out those confirmations. It's perfectly fine. And hey, if you need to send a stack of them to yourself so that you can let yourself know that you are no longer tied to those things from the past, even if it was yesterday, it is the past now. Because remember, the only thing that we should be focusing on is our present. Because the decisions that we make today, the changes that we make today, the moves that we make today, the big steps, the big leaps, the growth mindset, thoughts, and the words that we say, those are what matters. Because that's changing what's happening in and around us today. And that is the tree that we want to bear the fruit from tomorrow. I hope that makes sense for you. And I hope that this gives you something to think about and to know that you're not alone on this journey. But yes, many of us, we still sometimes have those days that we need that reminder. So this is your reminder, cutting those ties, changing those habits, even changing those words and how you think and see things. It's perfectly fine. Keep on making those changes and those positive steps. Keep pressing forward. Keep moving forward. Keep leaning forward on fire. And you got this. You got this. Disconnect those old things. Disconnect those subscriptions. They're no longer what you need. They're no longer feeding you the way that you need to be fed any longer. So go ahead, send those disconnection confirmations. Do those things for you. Until next time, cheers to your transformation.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the You Are Immeasurable podcast. Please remember to subscribe so that you can be notified whenever new episodes are dropped. Also, I'd love to have your feedback in your comments, as well as your 5-star rating. Additionally, if you'd like to connect with me, the show notes list all of my social media handles so that you can do so. So until next time, thank you so much and cheers to your transformation.